You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
That's right. This is Adventist World Radio, SID Media. And right now we are in the third and final hour of the show here on Mid-Morning Empowerment. And on the line, we're going to be joined by Pastor Isaiah. We're going to be getting into our conversation on the three angels' message, specifically looking at the secondary angel. We are going to be looking at the secondary angel. The second angel's message is also found in the book of Revelation, specifically in Revelations 14, verses 8. In the New King James Version, it reads thus, "And another angel followed, saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she has made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication." The second angel's message announces the fall of Babylon and emphasizes the consequences of her actions. Join us as we get into this conversation with Pastor Isaiah, who has joined us on the line. How are you doing today, Pastor?
I am doing well. How are you today?
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us here on Mid-Morning Empowerment. It is an honor to have you here.
It is a pleasure too.
As I was saying to the listeners, that we are going to be talking about the three angels' message, specifically looking at the second angel. And I just read from Revelations 14, verses 8. And essentially, I think we should just dive into the questions. What is the symbolic meaning of, you know, Babylon in the book of Revelations? Why use this? And how does it apply to the second angel's message?
All right. In simple terms, Babylon here is an application of false worship, or a religious organization that which is giving false teachings.
Mm.
So from its origin, the word Babylon has to do with issues of confusion.
Mm.
So where there's Babylon, there's confusion, a mixture of various ideologies that are not representing one thing, at least that are in direct opposition with what God is talking about.
Mm. Mm. Okay. So essentially, symbolically, it's any, even today, if we're talking about, you know, churches, we're looking at those places that are going directly against God's word, correct?
Yes.
How does the repetition of is fallen contribute to the emphasis of Babylon's downfall?
Is fallen is showing an emphasis on this. Is showing an emphasis on what has happened to this Babylon. Like I mentioned, to say Babylon is a representation of false teachings or religious organizations that do not propagate the teachings of God, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
So this is an emphasis, especially to those that are in those places or worship organizations that do not follow what God desires them to follow, or are not aligned with what God says. So it's an emphasis to say it has this place you are in is away from the presence of God. So because that is the case, you must make a decided action to either stay away from that, or if you stay in the same place, there are consequences that may follow.
Right, right. And with, you know, said consequences, I think, like, looking at this entire scripture, it is riddled with, you know, metaphors. And I think another one we would like to explore, besides it is fallen, is... you know, the concept of Babylon making all nations drink of wine and the wrath of her fornication. What might this symbolize, if you were to say?
Okay, on the aspect of wine, in prophetic literature, wine is basically symbolized as a teaching. So we have Babylon that is propagating false teachings in line with the false teachings in line with the agenda that which they have to ensure that people remain in deception. So God desires if we had one husband, but what they are propagating is the idea of us having many. When we talk about husband here, is the relationship between us and God. But they want us to have a relationship with many gods, with a small letter G, or many forms of worship, many things that which we are giving honor to, the glory that which we expect, which is expected of us to give to God alone.
And essentially, I suppose then, this whole message of, in Revelations 14 verse 8 is basically trying to, I guess, in a way, call us to recognize and reject worldly and sinful influences, right?
Yes, it is.
And when we continue with this discussion, what are some of those historical and cultural contexts that might, perhaps help us understand this message better, this message of, Babylon falling?
Okay, there are a lot of, first and foremost, there are a lot of ideas, or there's a lot of perspective to this that we can point out to. For the sake of time, allow me to re-echo on one of the historical occurrences, especially that happened with Martin Luther, who stood against Catholicism for what was being taught then, and by nailing the 95 this on the door at Wittenberg, which was direct in opposition with the false teachings that were going on there. So we know there's an element of the Reformation coming into the picture, where Protestantism was born, or at least was an outcry of Protestantism came out to protest against these false teachings that were going on.
Right.
Although with the passing of time, there was a watershed of this. But there has to be a continuous crusade against these false teachings. So Babylon is something in this context, an idea of false worship which has been long going. So because of this false worship, there has to be a call of people to get back to the biblical worship, that which God requires of them, one which is in line with His precepts, especially the keeping of the commandments of God, and also having a living relationship with Him, one based on our experiences with Him, and also how we genuinely interact with Him. These are a few pointers I can point out too. So there's a lot that we can explore on the same subject.
Right. And so essentially, bringing this metaphor to life, how does the idea of Babylon falling relate to the bordered theme of God's judgment and justice in Revelation?
Okay, going by that which has been stated earlier, as a continuation to what we discussed yesterday, God's interest is us worshiping Him in truth and in spirit, and to give Him the fear, which is recognizing Him as a deity,
right,
and also considering Him as our living God. So, because of this message of the second angel's message, which is talking about the fall of Babylon, it is a direct rebuke for us or anybody that could be associated with things of Babylon, things of confusion. Those are which are in direct opposition to what God says, because at the end of the day, there is a judgment that is coming, which has been proclaimed upon those of Babylon or Babylon at large. So His desire is that when that judgment comes, His people are not any associated with they are not associated with anything to do with Babylon, but they're in a place or portion where he is able to welcome them as his own because they have been kept pure from the influences of Babylon.
Well, Pastor Isaiah, thank you so much for, digressing into the second angel. I think this conversation is still going to continue for the rest of this week. And I think there's a lot more questions, and I encourage our listeners to, put some of those questions that they might have in the comments and send them through so that tomorrow perhaps we can get to some of those questions as well. But as for right now, thank you so much for joining us on the line, and we really appreciate you taking out the time to have this conversation with us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor Isaiah. That was Pastor Isaiah on the line, essentially taking us through the three angels' message. We've been going through this conversation for the last 3 days, and right now we are currently looking at the second angel. And if you have missed out on that, do not fret. Remember, you can go to the SID Media website and you can catch up on some of those favorite podcasts that you, wanted to catch up on and were not able to get to. As for right now, we're going to take a quick interval. Maybe a little bit of a longish one. We're going to have some music. But when we return, we'll be getting into our devotional series to end off this hour of our, final hour on Mid-Morning Empowerment this morning. I am getting a little bit sad as we get closer to the time to say goodbye. But fear not, we will be back with one another soon enough. As for right now, let us just go in fellowship in the Lord. We'll be back shortly.